Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Later today, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will roll out his plan for dealing with next year's double-digit budget deficit. This budget proposal is expected to be dramatically different from the one he delivered a year ago, back when the economic outlook was good. In recent months, state revenues have been coming in well below projections. Tamara Keith reports the real estate meltdown deserves some of the blame.
California's budget depends heavily on revenues from income and sales taxes, and the housing slump is hitting both. Pete Ogilvie is president of the California Association of Mortgage Brokers. His company used to have one office on the coast and one in the Central Valley specializing in new home financing. He says new home sales plummeted.
And we closed that office and we let go everyone except one person. So we've gone from two offices with 11 employees to one office with two employees.
The State Department of Finance estimates the financial services sector has lost 18,000 jobs, construction 35,000 jobs, and that took a bite out of income taxes. Ogilvie says a tighter credit market means there are fewer loans available, and because of sagging home prices, he isn't seeing nearly as many people refinance to pull equity out of their homes.
We're not seeing people using their homes as piggy banks as much as was true in the past few years.
That's probably a good thing, he says, but it is hurting the state's bottom line, says H.D. Palmer, the governor's budget spokesman.
That has an effect on tax revenues because people are not taking out those second lines of credit on their homes to finance home improvements or purchase a new automobile that generates sales tax.
According to DataQuick, California home sales were down nearly 40% in November from the same month the year before. Fewer homes sold means fewer purchases of washing machines, refrigerators, carpet, and furniture.
It's very, very widespread.
State Controller John Chung says it's hard to calculate exactly how much of the state's revenue loss stems from the housing downturn, but it likely amounts to billions of dollars.
Because you're looking at sales transactions, you're looking at income taxes, and a lot of loss of jobs. And so when you aggregate all of that, it would be a very strong number.
The governor says he won't raise taxes to balance the budget, but will propose across-the-board spending cuts. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
We may learn later today whether Representative John Doolittle is running for a 10th term or not. He's invited supporters to a meeting at a community center in Roseville, but aides won't say what for. Doolittle is the second high-profile California Republican tarred by ties to the Jack Abramoff influence peddling investigation in Washington, D.C. Doolittle denies wrongdoing, but he almost lost re-election the last time around in one of the most conservative districts in California, and he's facing increasing political pressure from within his own party after an FBI raid in April, which forced Doolittle to give up his seat on the Appropriations Committee. The Big Sur Land Trust and the Nature Conservancy have landed a major coup on the California coast. A ranching family in Monterey has agreed to a conservation easement on more than 3,000 acres of what a trust spokeswoman calls Steinbeck Country, visible from the 101. The hills are home to oak forests, grass savannas, and wetlands. The easement, which prevents future development, was appraised at nearly $2 million. California has the largest death row population in the nation. 670 inmates await execution in this state. They wait, on average, a long time for the appeals process to run its course, about 17 and a half years. In Sacramento today, California Supreme Court Chief Justice is expected to present a plan to expedite those cases, as Judy Campbell reports.
California death row inmates sit in legal limbo about twice as long as condemned inmates in other states.
Some of these cases seem like something out of Dickens' Bleak House. They go on for decade after decade.
Chief Justice of California Supreme Court, Ron George, says that's a problem for victims' families and defendants who deserve to know if the death judgment will stand.
Whether one is for or against the death penalty, and that's not the function of this court to decide, I think everybody agrees that the current system is broken, it's dysfunctional, and something needs to be changed if California chooses to have a death penalty.
The California Supreme Court is required to review each death penalty appeal. George says the review process jams up about a quarter of the court's time. And even though California is seeing fewer death sentences, the court still has an enormous backlog. George's proposal, which the other six justices approved in November, would send some of these death penalty reviews to three-judge panels on the appellate courts. Changing the review process requires a constitutional amendment to be approved by the legislature and voters.
I think it's a promising idea. We do have some reservations.
That's Kent Scheidegger, legal director for the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, a group that supports the death penalty.
There's a lot of variation in views on the death penalty. And I think that there's a danger that some panels are likely to reverse just because you happen to draw two judges who don't like the death penalty, as opposed to actual reversible error in the case.
Scheidegger suggests some changes to the proposal, including having five appellate judges instead of three review the cases. Death penalty opponents like Natasha Minsker, director of death penalty policy for the ACLU of Northern California, worry that the new plan would subject death penalty appeals to regional bias. Already, just a handful of counties impose the majority of death penalty sentences, while others rarely use it.
There's a real risk that by shifting cases from the Supreme Court to the great variety of appeals courts across the state, we are actually going to see an increase in disparities, an increase in unfair sentences, and that we actually need to be moving in the opposite direction. We already have problems with our death penalty that we need to be fixing, not risking making them worse.
But Chief Justice George says the Supreme Court will still have final review of all cases.
I think we would have enough of a hands-on approach that if there were any disparities, we would be taking up cases to resolve that, just as we do in other areas.
George agrees with critics that shifting some of the cases only addresses part of the problem. He says the lack of funding for lawyers to represent death penalty inmates is also a critical problem that keeps inmates languishing without representation for years. The California Commission on the Fair Administration of Justice will hold a public hearing in Sacramento today on the death penalty review process and other issues. They'll also consider the impact of California's voter-approved laws that allow for the death penalty in far more circumstances than most states. The commission is expected to issue a report to the legislature in June with possible recommendations for changes. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
That's the California Report for Thursday, January 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.